Here in Marion County, we are fortunate enough to have a ton of athletes that are not only successful in their high school days, but have the drive and desire to continue to compete at the next level. This week, for our KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night feature, we will take a look at past football players we have been able to get to know on our Football Friday Night coverage who have taken their talents to playing on Saturdays. Just at the Division I level, we have seven local athletes competing, five of them coming from the three-time defending state champion Pella Little Dutch. Nathan Clayburg and Will Warner suit up for the Drake Bulldogs every Saturday. Warner leads the team in interceptions this season, with Clayburg having 17 tackles and a sack. Now a veteran on the Drake Bulldogs, Clayburg's biggest takeaway has been the difference between high school football and the Division I college game.
I don't know if people realize how hard it is to transition from high school to college football. And no matter how good you are in high school and how prepared you are to go into college, it's just a complete culture shock. And the standard that you're held to as far as, you know, technical expertise and speed of the game and everything just takes a huge leap.
The other three Little Dutch, Noah Clayburg, Garrett Jansen, and Austin Schulte at the Division I level attend the University of Iowa. We'll hear a little bit more about them in a different feature later on this season. Our other two Division I athletes come from our smaller schools in Marion County. Jake Crozier made the jump from eight-man football at Twin Cedars to being a redshirt freshman for the UNI Panthers. The other, well, if you make a trip to Kinnick Stadium to see the Hawkeyes this season, look for the last name Anthony on the sidelines. Former Pleasantville standout Will Anthony is a walk-on, fulfilling a childhood dream, and dresses for Iowa on Saturdays.
I mean, from day one, I've always wanted to go to Iowa, and just been working hard in the weight room the whole offseason, trying to put on weight and get bigger, because I know a lot different playing level.
PCM's Luke Greiner led Class 2A in receiving yards and touchdowns, and now he is a Peacock at Upper Iowa in Division II, joined alongside by Austin Dittmer of Indianola. Local athletes are scattered all over the Iowa Conference, especially at Simpson College. Nine local athletes see the field every Saturday at Bill Buxton Stadium. Jake Stearns from Knoxville is a senior and currently leads a fearsome defensive line front with 4.5 sacks.
Sasha is going to hand it off up the middle, well defended by the Storm. Jake Stearns in the middle of that, as well as pretty much the entire defensive line.
Stearns always tough on that defensive end spot, senior from Knoxville. He just seems to be heads up on every play out there.
PCM is also well represented, with Gunnar Davis seeing time on the offensive line, and Ricky Reeve is second on the Storm in receptions and touchdowns.
Second and goal from the 3-yard line, 7:35 left. Sasso drops back to pass, looks into the corner for the end zone. Ricky Reeve in the back of the end zone, caught! Touchdown Simpson, and they reclaim the lead.
Zach Uhlenhop and Tyler Dredge make it a total of 4 Mustangs on the Storm roster. Chase Wetterling of Melcher Dallas also made the jump from 8-man to Division 3, and he sees time at wide receiver, while 3 athletes stayed home in Indianola. After playing for the Indians in their high school careers, Cam Bunting now leads the Storm in rushing this season with 448 yards and 4 touchdowns. Safety Ryan Lair was recently named the Iowa Conference Defensive Player of the Week, and Drew Jensen is the all-time kicking leader for the Storm in career field goals made. Central College has 4 local athletes on the roster, with Cade Kolarik and Blake Upchurch from Indianola, and Miles Wickert and Carter Terpstra staying home in the Tulip City from Pella Christian and Pella respectively. Ross Adamson from Indianola attends Buena Vista. Jack Jensen, the younger brother of Drew Jensen at Simpson, and the older brother of current Indianola quarterback Joe Jensen, plays at Wartburg, joined by former Knoxville running back Connor Bailey. Connor recently came home for the Knoxville homecoming game and shared his thoughts on how his 2 years at Wartburg have gone so far.
It's a lot different than high school, that's for sure. It's a lot more involved. You know, every day of the week you're doing something, either whether it be watching film with the coaches, or you're lifting, or you're at practice. It's a year-round thing. It's in high school you're playing multiple sports, in college you're playing one sport all year round.
In NAIA competition, Pella's Keegan Poole joined the Statesmen at William Penn University, while a host of former Pella Christian standout athletes chose to help build up a budding football program at Dort College. Levi Jungling, David Kakmarinski, and Holden Hoyer.
They're lining up at tight end. Lamley throws over the top. He's got Jungling. Jungling comes down with it at the 35-yard line. The circus grab by the freshman from Pella. We're getting spoiled. We're beginning to get used to that.
That sound courtesy of Dort College, where the leap from high school to college has been a quick jump for the state's all-time leading high school yardage receiver, Levi Jungling. Head coach of Dort College, Joel Penner, told KNIA KRLS Sports, Jungling and David Kakmarinski have had an immediate impact.
Levi is our leading receiver on the team. It's hard to imagine him not being Dort's all-time leading receiver as long as he stays healthy and things keep going well for him. David's playing a position he's never played before. David puts his hand in the ground, and he's a pass rusher, a run stopper. He's playing defensive end. And in our system, he is perfectly built for what we want to do defensively.
Jungling told KNIA KRLS Sports he feels like the coaching staff has helped him prepare for the next level with the way they do camp and practices.
The speed and the physicality of the college game, and that obviously just took a little bit of time throughout camp. But I think a big reason that, it didn't look like it took so much time on the field for guys like me is that we practice at such a high intensity level. It's so intense all the time that once we step out on the game field, it's almost like it's less intense than what practice is.
We also have five local players who are currently in the junior college ranks, with Julian Viersen of Pella and Dan Minderman of Indianola playing at Iowa Central, while PCM's Chase Wilkie, Pella Christian's Jackson Flagel, and Knoxville's Brock Cavanis play for the 5-1 Reavers of Iowa Western. That should wrap up most, if not all, of our local players playing at the next level of football. We are happy to follow the local athletes we have gotten a chance to know covering football here in Marion County. And we know that when these players look back to their time in high school, the sentiment is the same.
Don't take any opportunities for granted anytime you get into the game. Make it worth coach's while to have you out there. And don't ever take a playoff, because every game is a championship game.
I mean, it's been great. There's been ups and downs. Coaches have been great. Coach Baker, Coach Hoffman, my dad have all pushed me to be where I'm at right now, and I wouldn't want to play anywhere else.
Playing college football is a ton of fun. I'm loving it, but, there's just something different. There's nothing like high school football, and I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't miss it, but there are a lot of great memories. I think some of my fondest memories are just being out there under the lights with, all those Eagle fans up there in the stands and just being out there with my brothers.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and our local athletes now playing on Saturdays, I'm Andrew Swadner.